The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Once every 8 years, at the very least, we find ourselves politically being confused because we must think about voting for the one person to become our leader. Sometimes it's only once in 4 years if we're satisfied with the performance of our present president. This time around, it's not the case. Too many of us believe that Barack Hussein Obama has been a dismal failure as a president. He was totally unprepared because of total inexperience, and he wanted to turn our country into socialism, and we say no. I could not have voted for him anyhow, because he told Plumber Joe that as president, he planned to spread the wealth and within 24 hours punished Plumber Joe by scrutinizing his background publicly for being arrogant enough to ask candidate Obama a difficult question. Also, there is one special aspect of the voting process that I believe is very disturbing, and that is the money to run for president. There are a number of candidates running for president, and most of them probably would handle the job much better than Obama has. But because of our process of voting, probably none of them will win. It's probably the candidate with the most money who will, and that is unfair. And it probably could be Obama again, because he's raising a great deal of money. That's why I believe we fail as a true democracy. The richest should not become president. The most competent should win. Each candidate should spend the same amount of money given to them by our government, and then will the really best candidate win and become president honestly. But that will never happen, and the really best person for the job will never be elected. About this other issue, I believe that we the people should at once demand our Congress to create a law stating that the U.S. government will never again subsidize privately owned businesses. That is an outrage. This action, if it ever were to happen again, must have the approval of every citizen because every one of us own the government money. So, private people and businesses must use their own private money and not mine and not yours. For KSCO, this is Case Whirling.
The long-requested book of Case Commentaries is now available for purchase online at our KSCO.com website, right on the homepage, for $24.95 plus shipping and handling, if applicable. Treat yourself to this wonderful book full of Case wisdom, thoughts, and humor. It makes a great gift, and all proceeds support KSCO, your favorite radio station. Go to KSCO.com and buy Kay's book today.